The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up and he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins, he said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. The point that Jesus is trying to make is not about giving, but the nature of our giving. All the people in the gospel, they were giving, and some of them were giving maybe a large amount of money. But then this poor widow comes in and she gives two pennies, but that's all she had. Jesus calls us to sacrificial giving, just like he gave us his life on the cross. He didn't give us something that was extra to him, but he gave us everything he had. And Saint Cecilia, the saint of our day today, is a great example of that self-giving. She gave her life. She lived in the 3rd century, and she devoted herself not to marry, promised not to marry, but to be the bride of Christ, although her father forced her to get married. And when she did, she told her husband about her promise. And he respected her promise and did not have any relations with her. Over time, she was able to convert him and his brother into Christianity. Then during one of the persecutions, they were all thrown into jail. And while in jail, they converted their jailer to become Christian. Both her husband and brother-in-law were killed, and she was sentenced to be beheaded. And despite several times trying to cut her head off, they could never sever it from her body. She was taken back to prison, and she lasted 3 days before she died. And during those times, she kept singing and praising God. And that's why she's the patron saint of musicians. She was willing to give her life for Christ. And in the meantime, she shared her faith with others and by her example converted them and brought them to Christ and to eternal life. Obviously, that's not something easy for anyone to do, and God doesn't call each one of us to give in that same manner. But all of us are called to give sacrificially. And we try, just like Daniel in that first reading. We take small steps and try God, test God. Would he provide for our needs? Is he going to let us go hungry or naked or homeless? Or somehow, whatever we give him, God will take, bless, and give it back to us in more ways and in different ways than we can imagine. As we begin this time of giving in our calendar year with Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe take some time and reflect on how you give and why you give, and pray that the Lord will lead us to trust him more and grow in our generosity in sharing our blessings with others.